אחרי אשר חייבנו להאמן באמיתס מציאוסו, חייבנו להאמן שהוא אלוקינו. כמו שאומר אלוקינו. So what's included in the schiyuv to believe, to know, ayin l'el, shehu elokeinu? What does the pasuk contain? If the pasuk would have said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, not Hashem Elokeinu, so what's nosaf? In the Elokeinu. So the Rambam, in the beginning of Yisrael Torah, the Rambam is unpacking the phrase of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, but it's the same question in that context. So the Rambam writes in Parak Aleph Halacha Hey, Hamotzui Hazeh, right, Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, Hamotzui Hazeh Hu Elokecha Olam Adon Kol Ha'aretz. So the Olam has two phrases, right? Vis-a-vis the Olam. So the Olam says, Hamotzei Zehu Elokah, Elokah HaOlam. Vis-a-vis the earth, so the Olam says, Adon, Adon Kol HaOretz. Kadosh Baruch Hu's relationship to the cosmos, to the Olam, is that he, as the Nefesh HaChaim explains in the beginning, he's the Baal Koach of the world. The world doesn't have any independent existence. It's not that once Kadosh Baruch Hu pressed the button Hey, Tov Shin Pei Vav years ago, so now the world exists by virtue of inertia, that it now has its independent, autonomous existence. But it's totally va'omed on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It derives its existence from him. The relationship is, there's more, there's a crucial added dimension vis-a-vis the earth, because on the earth is where people are who are Baalei Bechira. And Adon means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach, and Shofet, and Socha Ve'onesh, all that is included in the... In what it says, Adon. That's why the Rambam changes the it's all compressed into Elokecha, but what Elokecha means, so what Elokecha means for the stars and everything else that's out there, is that he's the Baal Koach. What Al Kecha means for people who are Baalei Bechira is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaShofet Kol Haaretz, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach Bechulu. And that's what the Rambam elaborates by breaking the phrase down into two, into Elokei HaOlam and Adon Kol Haaretz. I forgot to bring up. You have the Ramban in on Anochi in Parshas Yisro. What parak is it? I think it's the parak Chaf. I don't know what parak it is. Maybe it's parak Chaf in Shmos. Man adds, Ama Anochi Hashem Lekecha, Yoreh V'Yetzaveh, two verbs that the Ramban has, Yoreh V'Yetzaveh. But he teaches and commands. He instructs and commands. Why the two verbs? So the Ramban begins, Anochi Hashem Elokecha says, Hadibah Hazah Mitzvah, right? And the difference in Minyan and Mitzvahs between the Rambam and the Paschai Kreskes, so I side, or the Bahag, I side with the Rambam. I think this is in the Minyan and Mitzvahs. If it's in the Minyan and Mitzvahs, so then the question is that it's unusual that to have a mitzvah where you don't have an imperative, right? Tochlu matzos, lekachtam lachem. So it should have said, du'u, ha'aminu, shimu. There should have been some introductory verb before the Anochi Hashem Lekecha. So that's what the Ramban is far inferring and says, no. The Torah is calling attention to the fact that it's more than a mitzvah. What do you mean it's more than a mitzvah? It's both, it's a tzivoy, but it's also a hara'ah. And that's what the Ramban continues and says, V'omar, skipping for a line two, we'll come back to it later, Asher tzisicha meretz mitzrayim ki hotza oso osam misham Torah al ha-metzias al ha-chefetz. If you want to know where, how to derive, to anchor the belief in Anochi Hashem Elokecha, so look to the fact that Asher Tzisich Meretz Mitzrayim. So that's not Tzivoy, that's Horah. So that's what the Ramban is saying. Adiva is a mitzvah. So you're wondering, why don't you have the verb that would indicate, which is typical of virtually other mitzvahs? And the answer is, because it's Yoreh V'Yetzaveh. It's not only Yetzaveh, it's Yoreh V'Yetzaveh. The tzivli is to believe Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The horoah is that belief can be derived, can be anchored, can be substantiated through looking to, that's the horoah part of it, Asher Tzitzicha. Okay, fine. So Amar Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Yoreh V'Yetzave Osam, Sheyedu V'Yaminu, maybe we'll come back to that sometime, Sheyedu V'Yaminu Ki Yesh Hashem, V'hu Elokim Lohem. Okay. Anochi Hashem, Yesh Hashem, Elokecha, V'hu Elokim Lohem. Kloma. Hove Kadmon, Me'ito Hoya Hakol, B'chefet V'yecholos. So mashmaus of the Shem Havaya is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is existence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of existence. Hove kadmon me'ito haya hakol kuchetet v'yacholos. V'hu elokim lohem. So the Ramban adds that what that expresses is shachayovim la'avodosa. The Ramban sees that as also as compressed. Ve'ein nesaticha Elohim lefaro, that the way one acknowledges. How does one acknowledge that the king? If you live in a monarchy, how does one acknowledge the king? You acknowledge the king that you have to do whatever he says, because otherwise you're a moed v'melchus. That's the way you acknowledge the king. Okay, so chiyavanu l'ham in shehu elokeinu. Va'achas shechiyavanu. Netak mehem al masha anu chayovim l'chaber aleihem hu avas hakel b'lev shalem b'seishu v'agoloi b'chol avavcha v'nafshenu uvim odeinu k'mo sh'ama v'haft es Hashem l'kecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshu v'chol madach v'ni asa davar inyan hazeh b'shav as avas hakel b'ezah hatzua. ואחר כך נעתק מהם להזר על חובס הלבבוס ואומר והוי הדברים אלה שאנוכי מצבך היום על לבבך. Again, that as we spoke about yesterday, that the idea is supposed to be an active awareness. רצון הלומר שתדביקם אל לבך וסמין בהם במצפונך. ואחר כן נעתק מהם על מצווס העיבורים Shehen kololos ha-yidiyah v'ho-asiyah. K'mo sh'nema v'shinantam l'v'necha v'dibar t'obon. So the first five, again, the Chovos HaVavu says that there are 10 inyonim in Parsha Shema, just as you have 10 in the Aseret HaDibros. So the first five are all purely balev. There's nothing external about it. And then the remaining five is Achar Kein Netak Mehem El Mitzvos HaEvorim Shein Kolos HaYediyah V'HaAsiyah K'mo Shenema V'Shinantam Levenecha V'Dibar Tobon. So V'Shinantam Levenecha V'Dibar Tobon is two. They both refer to Talmud Torah the way the Chovos HaLevavos is teaching, but he's counting it as two. Shem lo yelecha bein al tasim habein ilas kriyascha osam. Don't think that from the fact that the Torah says v'shinantum levanecha, that if a person doesn't have a son, so then he has no chiyuv to be involved in Talmud Torah. No, v'divar tabam unconditionally, even if there is no ben in the picture. I don't know, it's a little bit of an interesting, little bit of a question. Not. This is not one of the major topics of the Psicha to Shai Yichud. So Meila v'shinantam levanach is Chovos HaEvorim. unless father and son have mental telepathy, you know, there's going to be a chavos avoyim in terms of akimas vasayim. But in terms of the v'dibar to bomb, so why is that dafka chavos avoyim? He's thinking and learning. And it's not mashma that v'dibar tova means that a person should teach talmidim. If he has no sons, so then, you know, the vanacha should be edel talmidach. That's not the impression you get. The impression you get is v'dibar tova means that even Ramans and Caruso, if he becomes Ruvain, should be learning. So last man de Bolig, you know, when a person is thinking and trying to understand something, that avada, that's part of his mitzvah talmud Torah. That's indisputable. But meidach gisa, it's also indisputable that that one is not supposed to sort of just, you know, look at the words and even when he's making an original laying, but a person is supposed to be motzi b'peh. The Balatanya writes in his Shulchan Aruch, he's marchek lachas ad kedai kach. Balatanya says that when a person can be motzi b'peh, it's mamash ma'akev in Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Okay, but you don't have to necessarily go as far as that as what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says to say that the tzura of Mitzvah Talmud Torah is that, again, when a person is learning the pasuk, when a person is first learning the Mishnah, he's first learning the Sif and Shulchan Aruch. The tzura of the mitzvah is that a person is supposed to be motzi b'peh. So it is a chovas avon. V'acha kein oma b'shiftecha b'veisecha v'lechtecha v'derech v'shochpecha v'kumecha she'ein nimna min alev u'min alosha ma she'em chayavim bo kamo she'efsha l'nimna mishohi v'om kashen higdamnu mechiv mitzvah salavavos todir b'psichas ha'sefer hazeh. That ever chovas avoyim, I don't know. Sometimes in Europe, they couldn't get hold of an esrog. So if you can't get hold of an esrog, then you're honest and you won't be able to be mimkayim the mitzvah of lekachtem lachem. But here, there is no one is not dependent upon an externals. In Valajan, they used to make a point of memorizing at least parts of Torah, so that Friday night after the candles burnt out, that they'd be able to continue learning. Every other night the candle burns out, okay, so you light another candle. You don't have to know Baal Peh in order to learn. But so that there shouldn't be any. Again, any external mania in terms of Talmud Torah, the story is that when the Adaras came to Valozhin, his daughter was of marriageable age, so he was looking for a shidduch. So he came to Valozhin, and he went into the Beis Medrash Friday night when it was pitch black, after the candles had burnt out. And he hears this voice, learning Kaseda, you know, as it were, turning pages, learning blot after blot, And he inquires as to who it was, and he found out that was Rav Kook. So he goes to the Netziv, and it's Gavar Nashidach. So the Chavos Halvavos is certainly assuming something like that. The Chavos Halvavos is saying the fact that you don't have a sefer, or the fact that maybe it's pitch black, and even if you have a sefer, you can't look in the sefer. No, there's no mania when it comes to the mitzvah Talmud Torah. I don't know if we have any tradition about how the Chavos Halvav is from this Shidduch, but the Chol Zeh L'Hazir Amash Shehikdim B'mam V'Hoyedu V'Me'el Shehanochim Tzavcha Yom Alev Avecha Shetiyah Regilus L'Shon V'Hem Tomid Mevir L'Idei Zichron Halev V'Lo Yifana L'Vav V'Mizecha Elokim Tomid. Okay, so we're bracketing that sentence for today. We know that we'll come back to that next week. That sentence. V'zeh doma l'mashom adov ha'melech olav shalom shivisi Hashem l'negdi somed v'omah kosev kikav elach adov v'ma'or b'ficho v'vav chalasal. So presumably, again, the Chavos Halvav is going with the Mahalach of Rashi, the Rambam, that the Dover is not mitzvah tshuva in this, but it's referring to Talmud Torah. So then the Pasuk says Beferish is expressing this idea of Kikov Elecha Adov Ma'or, that it's always accessible. There's no external prop that is necessary and therefore potentially could be missing. V'achakach netak mechovos ha'evorim within chovos ha'evorim, right? Because he described the akimas tfasayim, the dibor of Talmud Torah, as being chovos ha'evorim as well. Al mashayesh b'maisa b'vad, right? One which is purely maisa. V'samo shlosha chalokim. U'kshavtum la'os al yadecho v'yudat ha'tofos b'ninach, accounting Tfilin shel yad and tfilin shel rosh separately. Uchsavtam al mezuzas besechu v'sharecha, v'hem tfilin shel yad u'tfilin shel rosh v'hem mezuzah. V'kulam gormim lizkor es haborei u'la ahavo b'lev shalim. So both mitzvahs tfilin, as well as mitzvahs mezuzah, prompt a person to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and inspire Ahava. How does that work? How does that work? So the Rambam clearly agrees with it. Again, that doesn't answer the question, but the Rambam clearly agrees with it. The Rambam in the Hagdama to Mishnah Torah says that Sefer Sheni of the Yud Aleph Svarim of Mishnah Torah, the second of the 14 Svarim, is Echlol Bo HaMitzvah Shehen Tediros. Those mitzvahs, not like Shabbos and Yom Tov, which are Mizman Lizman, but Shehen Tediros, which are constant. Shenitzavinu Bahem Kedei Lehov Es HaMokom Ulezorcho Tamer. Exactly the same, 2 points as the Chovos Halvavos, right? K'day le'avos ha'mokom l'zoch v'tamid. K'gon kriyashma u'tfilin u'brachos. He doesn't mention mezuzah, but Hilchos mezuzah, he doesn't list everything here, but Hilchos mezuzah is also in Sefer Ahava. So clearly what he's saying applies to mezuzah as well. Okay, so he agreed, but l'maisa, how does that work? I don't know, we just walked through the doorway with a mezuzah, and I don't know. Perek Vod of Hechos Tefillin Mezuzah B'Sefer Torah Halacha Yud Gimel. Chayv Adam lehizoh b'mezuzah b'nei sheichovas hakol tamid. V'chol eis sheyikane v'yetzei. Right, every time a person goes, whether he's entering or leaving, yifka b'yichud shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yizkor ahavaso, v'yeyu mishenoso ushkiyoso b'hav lehazman. The Yeda Sha'in Sham Dava Ha'omed La'olam Ha'olam 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 Ha' ומיד הוא חוזר לדייתו והולך בדרכי מישון. So it's clear from what the Rambam says that the mechuvan of mitzvahs mezuzah is that every time a person walks through the doorway, he's supposed to reflect on what it says in the cloth inside the mezuzah. B'chol eis sheyikanez v'yetze yifka v'yichud shemar shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is he encountering yichud shemar shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how is he focused? How is he aroused to focus on Avas Hashem? Because it's clear that what's intended is that when we walk through the doorway and we see the mezuzah, that's supposed to trigger, that's designed to trigger our thought as to what it says on the cloth of the mezuzah. It's supposed to focus our thoughts. Kedushas HaTfilin, Perek Dal HaLecha Chafei. Kedushas Tfilin, Kedushasim. Okay, Frankel prints Kedusha. I think the standard Tfusim print Kedushasim. Either way. Kedushas Tfilin, Kedusha Gedolahi. Shekol Zman Shetfilin Al Rosho Shel Odom Val Zroo, Hu Onav, V'yore, V'enu Nimshach V'schok U'v'sichu V'tela, ואינו מהרה במחשבות רעות, אלא מפנה ליבו לדבר אמס והצדק. לפיכך צורך אדם מסדר ליוסן עליו כל היום, שמצווסן ככי. Right, so who's the one hanging out with, right? כל זמן שעצום בראשו של עוד ובעל זרוע, הוא עונה ויורה, ואינו נמשך בשחוק, ובשיחה בתלה, ואינו מהרה במחשב וזרוס. So that's not a sociological, maybe it was, I don't know. Maybe in the Rambam's shtiebel it was. But even if that doesn't function as a sociological description, it's a prescription. And clearly here too, it means, because a person is supposed to be reflecting on the fact, mindful of the fact, cognizant of the fact, that al rosho v'al zroo, he's carrying the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and everything else of the Dalet Parshios of Tfilin. So the same point as mezuzah. Clearly, what the mitzvah entails is a focus on the parashios, right? That's also clear in the Gemara in Yuma that the Isra Hesa Hadas by Tfilin is a kal v'chomer from the Tzitz v'hoyal mitzchot Tomid. What does the Tomid mean? That the Chalo Yasir Daito, the Kohen Gadol, is not supposed to be Masir Das. So the tzitz has only one askara, has only one shem Hashem, and there that's enough to be mechayev, no hesach hadas via mitzvot tomid. That the tomid means his awareness of the fact that it's al mitzvah. It's not al mitzvah tomid. It's not al mitzvah 24/7. So the tomid is his awareness of the hoya al mitzvah. So kal v'chomer the tefillin. So clearly kal v'chomer the tefillin means, because the chiyuv in wearing tefillin, again, is not just the kshira, and not just the hanocha al harosh, but the awareness of that a person is mu'utor b'tefillin, and what it says in the parashas of the tefillin. So the stoma, that's what the Chovas HaLevavos has in mind as well. Okay, stop.